Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
When we speak of something as being finished, we do not expect that anything else needs to be added. When concrete is placed and the finishers have done their work properly, there is nothing left to be done. In fact, once the concrete is finished, it cannot be changed. Someone would have to be ignorant of the nature of concrete and the work of the finisher to think that they could somehow enhance that work or add something to it to make it more finished once that work is done. Most all people who call themselves Christians proclaim that they believe in the finished work of Christ. Yet very few of those who say they are gospel preachers actually preach that the salvation wrought by Jesus Christ is finished. Practically all of them tell us that something must be added by men in order to complete the transaction of justification and redemption. The scripture plainly says he purged our sins, he obtained eternal redemption, and he hath put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. We can be quite certain that the Lord accomplished exactly what he intended to accomplish when he hung on Calvary's cross and cried out, "It is finished." There is nothing left to be done, nor can anything be added to that work nor taken from it. This is what is called the absolute and definite atonement of our Lord. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We could not logically conclude that the salvation of sinners has been made secure if they must yet do something in order to reap the benefits of that salvation. The preachers of free will tell us that faith is that which men must possess in order to make Christ's work effectual. This line of thinking is to put the proverbial cart before the horse. Faith is the gift of God and cannot be exercised by any whose sins have not been purged by Christ. Faith is not the cause of salvation, rather it is the effect of it. Those who are saved by the blood of Christ are those who believe the declaration of the gospel when they are quickened and given ears to hear it. Christ is indeed the author and finisher of our faith. The gospel is not about God giving men an opportunity to be saved, nor giving everybody a square deal and a fair chance. Rather, it is the plain and glorious declaration that Jesus Christ, the righteous, has died an ignominious death to redeem lost sinners, and that he has triumphed in that work, putting all his enemies to flight and securing the eternal redemption of those for whom he shed his precious life's blood. Those who, knowing themselves to be sinners and having fled to him for refuge, take comfort in the redemption which he alone has secured. This is what he accomplished and finished for his people as he bled on Golgotha's cross. He has purged their sins. Joseph Stalin purged Russia of his enemies. So Christ has taken away the sins of his elect as far as the east is from the west. They are remembered no more. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. He has destroyed their enemies. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Nothing can separate them from him who loved them and gave himself for them. Even their accusers are made silent before him. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. He has provided their needs. He has led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He has equipped them with everything they need, both in this world and that which is to come. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He has sanctified them. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Some try to tell us that sanctification is a progressive work and is a function of keeping the law. But how can those who are dead to the law and married to Christ submit themselves back to the law of sin and death without being adulterers? For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Finally, he has glorified them. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. This glory is presently unfolding and shall be fully realized in the ages to come. God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you rejoice in the finished work of Christ, or are you seeking to add something to it?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.